Shalom to all. Today's awesome Nachas Daf Hey Dalet. We're starting about the 11th line with the words Tanan Awesome. And today's Nachas sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Batz Miakam Moshe Hernish Amal Should Have an Aliyah. We can use cost and carbon everything. Gemara says Tanan Awesome. We have a mission over there. The Maseches Shkalim Shemir Sfichim Meshvias Notan Schar Metrumis Halishka. Those are regarding Sfichim on Shvias. They take their payment from Metrumis Halishka. We know the Sfichim is usually translated as aftergrowth. That's basically produce that grows on its own on Shmita. We know that all produce that grows on Shmita is Hefker. However, we would have a problem with the Imran Shtei Alechem. We don't have somebody guarding it. Then anyone who wants could just take this barley and wheat. Therefore, those who take upon themselves to guard these svichin, they get paid from the Trumas Halishka, which is the half shkalm that people donate at the beginning of the year to use for Kabbarnas Sibur. And we're asking a question on this. Rumali Ryan Bar Chamler of Chizda, Tanan, we just learned this Mishnah. Shemus Svichin Mishvias, Nathan Scharm Trumas Halishka. But the problem is, Raminu, we have a pasuk regarding that which grows on Shemitah, and it says, La Achla, that it's meant to be eaten. And what do we learn from here? Veloyla Sreifa, that it's not allowed to be burned. If we're going to use this grain for the carbon Omer, some of it's going to be burned because the Kmitza is burned on the Mizbeach. And so, how can we burn that which grows on Shemitah? So I'm going to respond to him. Rachmano, Amar Lecha, the Torah tells you l'dereseichem for all your generations. Va'at amrit tibatel, and you want to try to mevatel it? Are you trying to say not to bring the carbon omer during Shemitah? So I'm going to respond to him. Umikam inano tibatel. Am I suggesting that we should just nullify it and not bring it at all? No, I'm just simply suggesting la'asimu d'shtaked. Let's bring last year's grain as this year's carbon omer. So he responded, no, be'ina karmel v'leko. We have to have the pasuk karmel. That's what the pasuk says about the omer. Karmel means plump and soft and juicy, so it means it has to be fresh. And if you bring last year's crop, so then it's not caramel. So you suggest Velaisi caramel ishtakid. Why not bring last year's crop? Last year it was caramel, so even though right now currently it's not, at least it was caramel last year. So you respond to no Amakar, the pasuk says, caramel takriv. What do we learn from here? Be'ina caramel b'shas hakrava, that when it's brought, it has to be caramel, it has to be fresh and plump, and therefore you can't bring last year's crop. Now Itmar stated, Rabbi Yochanan says, caramel takriv, that has to be brought as caramel, and that's why last year's crop can't be used. Which Rabbi Lazar, he says, Rishas ketzircha, the pasuk tells us, and Rishis Ketzircha V'loi Soiv Ketzircha, that means that it has to be the first of your harvest and not the end of your harvest. As we just see two different reasons why we technically have to use fresh grain. Now we're going to ask on one of those. Moisev Rabba asks as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Ve'im Takrav Minchas Bikurim. What do we learn from here? Minchas Ha'omer Kasim Daber. This Pasuk is talking about the Minchas Ha'omer. And the question is, Mechaniba, where does it come from? And Ha'omer from barley. Now, Ato Omer Ha'omer, you say it comes from barley. And El Minachitin maybe comes from wheat. So Rabbi Lezer says, how do we know the Omer is from barley? That's because Namar Aviv Mitzrayim, Namar Aviv Lidaris. It says Aviv by Mitzrayim. By Makas borrowed. It talks about crops which were aviv, and then it also talks about aviv for all future generations, namely by the carbon omer. What do we learn from here? Ma aviv ha'arm mitzrayim sa'irim af aviv ha'arm l'daris ein ba el manas sa'irim. Just like the aviv that said by makas borrowed mitzrayim, that's referring to barley. So to the aviv that said by daris, namely by the carbon omer, that's referring to barley. So that's how we know the omer is from barley. Now Rabbi Kiva gives a different reason. Matzino yachad shemevi chavasim min chitun mevi chavasim min sa'irim. We find an individual, he brings a chayv, a mincha that he has to bring from wheat and from barley as well. That's specifically Minchas Kinais, Minchas Saita, and Ma'af B'tzibur, also by Tzibur. Maybe Chavasim in Achitin. We find that a Chayv is brought from Chitin, that's a Shtei Alechem. U maybe Chavasim in Sa'irin, and also Chayv has to be brought from Sa'irim, and Ma'at Ha'irim in Achitin. If you want to say that the carbon Omer is also from wheat, well, let me see the Tzibur, maybe Chavasim in Sa'irin. Then it's going to turn out that the Tzibur doesn't bring a Chayv from Sa'irin, and we know that Tzibur and Yachid have to match up, and therefore it has to be the Omer is from barley. Now the next part is where the question is going to be from. Davar Acher. How do we know the omer is from barley? Because imata omer, omer b'min achitin. If you want to say the carbon omer comes from wheat, then ein shtei alechem bikurim. Shtei alechem is not going to be bikurim. We know the shtei alechem, which is brought in shvuas, is from wheat, and it says the word bikurim, which means it has to be the first of its kind. It has to be fresh. If you're going to tell me that the omer is brought from wheat, that means the shtei alechem is not bikurim. It must be that the omer is from barley. Now, bottom line is, Alma, what do we see from here? Mishum bikurim hu, that the carbon omer, when it's brought, it has to be bikurim. It has to be the fresh crop, and that's just like Rabbi Lazar. That's what he had said, Rishis Ketzirchem, it's the first of your crop, nothing to do with Carmel. So Tiofta, this is clearly refutation to the way Rabbi Yochanan explained it, and it still must be like Rabbi Lazar. We continue discussing this Tanhassim Torah over there in Mishnah. In Mivim Bikurim, Chos Mishivs Haminim, the only thing the Bikurim are brought from are the Shivs Haminim. We know the Shivs Haminim are the seven species that Eretz Yisrael prays with. That's Chita, Saira, wheat, barley, Gefen, Tain, and Remine, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. As a Bikurim, the first fruits that are brought to the base of Mikdash are only brought from Shivs Haminim. Now, Veloi, paid out on not from dates that grow in the mountains and not from fruits that grow in the valley. That's because these are inferior crops and they can't be used for Bikurim. And Amarula, he says, if he brings from these inferior crops, they're not called, they should not be Bikurim. Now Yosef Rab of Kamalal HaShmaitza, Rab was sitting and saying this over, he asks as follows, the Pasuk tells us regarding the Shtei Alechem, carbon rachis. What do we learn from here? Shtei rachis l'chol menachas, the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos has to be the first of all menachas being brought. Achenu also says in the Pasuk, mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shavuos seichem and ein li el chadash shel chitim. I know this is the first of the wheat karbanos, the wheat menachas. Chadash shel sa'ar minayin. How do I know that the omer is the first of the barley? Tamlam, it's because the pasuk says chadasha chadasha. It says we're chadasha tois by the shtel lechem and me'ini in l'chadash chitim tenei in l'chadash shel sa'arim. If there's no reason to have two words chadasha being said by a wheat karbon, it must be that one of them is used for the sa'arim. And minayin shtei kedamos bikurim. How do we know that the shtel lechem comes before bikurim? Namely, the bikurim of grain is not to be brought before shtel lechem. So tamlam, it's because the pasuk says chag shvuos tassel chab bikuri kitzir chitim and chag shvuos you should make for yourself bikuri kitzir chitim. So we see from here that the karbon is brought on shvuos comes before bikurim of harvested wheat. Now, ve'en le'el bikuri kitzir chitim. I don't know the shtel lechem is brought before bikurim of wheat kitzir sa'ir minayin. I don't know the shtel lechem is also brought before bikurim of barley. Tamlam, it's because the pasuk says v'chag akatzir bikuri ma'asecha asher tizra besadeh. And so we see that this pasuk refers to that which is planted in the field, including even barley. Namely, the shtel lechem is brought even before bikurim of barley. And the ainli el shetizra, I only know this applies to something which is planted. Olamei lein minayin. How do I know if it grows on its own? We're still not allowed to bring it as bikurim before the shtel lechem. So tamalamer to that, the pasuk says basada, that which is in the field, meaning if it grows on its own. And the ainli el basada, I only know this is talking about if it grows in the field. Minayin rabbis shebegag v'shebechor v'shebeatzis v'shebesvina. How do I know if it grows on a roof or in a ruined building or in a flower pot or in a ship? Even that is not allowed to be brought as bikurim before the shtel lechem is brought. So tamalamer to that, the pasuk says bikure kol asher ba'artzam, including all these other things. The pasuk continues, "B'nai shtei kedemos l'nesachem uper se'ilon." How do I know that shtei halechem comes before all bikurim? Namely, we're not allowed to bring the nesachem, the libations, from brand new wine or any other per se'ilon, for example, olives, and the shtei halechem comes before that. And that's because Nemarkan says over here bikure ma'asecha, but Nemarkan says over there ba'aspecha es ma'asecha menasadeh, and ba'aspecha is referring to the time of gathering in, namely sukkahs. Malon just like over there by sukkahs at the time of the asifa, nesachim upers ilon, the crops that are gathered in are the nesachim, the grapes, and other pairs of ilon as well. Afkan, so to over here, when we're talking about the shtel lechem, that it's brought before everything, it means also nesachim upers ilon. Now, this is a very long brisa. So says the Gemara Ketani Mi, at any rate, what do we learn here? Shebegag, shebechover, shebeatzu, shebesvina, and the brisa clearly discussed bring bikurim from things that grow in these areas, and these are definitely inferior crops. If they grow on the roof or in a ruin or in a flower pot or in a ship, they're not of the best quality, but nonetheless, we bring bikurim from there. And that's clearly not like what Ulad said above at the top of the Amud, that if a person brings inferior bikurim, they're not kadosh. Question on Ula. My answer is not a question. Seifa, this Seifa the Braisa, Ason Lemenachas, is referring to Karbanis Mincha and is not talking about bikurim. However, Maskar for Adabra Alva, yes, as follows, Yechav, that's really so. How do we understand the pasuk that says, Kol tar beveischa yechal oisai, anyone tar in your house eats it? Now, v'im Menachas, everyone wants to say this pasuk is referring to Menachas, Lezichre Kohuno de Mesachon. They're only eaten by male kohanim and not anyone who's tahar in your house, which would mean even women and slaves. And so how could we say the end of the pasuk is referring to Menachas? So Rim Shashi told him, Trey Kroik CV, we have two parts of this pasuk. First, the pasuk says, L'cha yeh. Namely, it says, Bikure kol asher ba'artzam asher yaviu l'Hashem, L'cha yeh. That's the first part of the pasuk. That's talking about Bikurim. Then, Uksiv, right afterwards, the pasuk says, Kol tar beischa yechal oisai, ha'ketzat. So how do we understand these two parts of the pasuk? Kan Bikurim, kan Menachas. The first part's talking about Bikurim, but the second part of the pasuk is talking about Menachas, and that's what the Braisa was referring to when he was talking about things that grow on roofs or in chorvas or in atzitz or svina. It was specifically referring to bring those things as korbanos mincha, not as bikurim. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Kulim Menachas. The whole pasuk could be referring to Menachas. V'seif of the kra, the end of the pasuk, asan lachme toida, as referring to the breads of the toida. When it says kol tar beveischa yechal oisai, that's talking about the kohen bringing home the breads of the korban toida that he was given, and those breads are allowed to be eaten by his wife and slaves, as we know from earlier, and therefore the whole pasuk could be referring to Menachas and not talking about bikurim at all. Now we continue to discuss Ula and Rav Acha bar Abba, whether or not bikurim are allowed to be brought from something inferior. It says the Gemara Plukta, this is actually machlokes. Rav Rechon says imhevi loy kadash. If he brings inferior bikurim, it's not kadash. Whereas the Shlok Shama, he says imhevi kadash. If he brings it, it is kadash. Why is that nasik kachash bekachim? It's treated as weak kachim. The same way if a person takes a weak scrawny animal and designates it as a karbon, it has kedusha, even though l'chadchili shouldn't be doing that. He should be using the most geschmack, plump, fat animal as a karbon. Still, if he takes a weak, scrawny one, it's okay. Same with bikurim. Even though he should be using the best produce for bikurim, if he designates inferior as bikurim, it is valid. So ask the Gemara, Bishul and Rish Lakish Ketam Rataima. Rish Lakish makes sense. He gave a good reason. El Rabbi Yechon and Maitaima. What's Rabbi Yechon's reasoning? That if he brings inferior bikurim, it's not kadosh at all. So Rabbi Blazer tells us, that Rabbi Yechon Chazoy B'chaloim, I saw Rabbi Yechon someone in a dream, and mil samal yasa mina, that means I'm going to say something good in the Beis Medrash. And so what Rabbi Elazar tell us? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, mei reishes, from the reishes, from the first of the fruits. And what do we learn from here? V'lay kol reishes, not all first fruits, which means we're only going to bring the shivas haminim. And also when the pasuk says, mei artzacha, from your land, namely the bikurim is brought from Eretz Yisrael, what do we learn from here? V'lay kol artzacha, not your entire land, meaning not every place in Eretz Yisrael are you allowed to bring bikurim from, and if it's a place where inferior produce grows, so you can't bring bikurim from there. And that's Rabbi Yechonot Svara. Now Rish Lakesh, hi artzacha mei avalei, what does Rish Lakesh do with the word artzacha? Mei artzacha? And the answer is Mbay Lilcha Etayin, he's for the following. Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi Omer, he says, Namar Khan, it says over here Eretz, V'nam Alon Eretz, it says over there Eretz. What do we learn from here? Mal Alon, Shavach Eretz, Av Khan, Shavach Eretz. Just look over there, it's talking about the praise of Eretz Yisrael. So over here is referring to the praise of Eretz Yisrael, meaning only the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with are allowed to be brought as Bikurim. And Ve'idach, what about Rabbi Yechonon? So Eretz, Mei Eretz, he learns that same Joshua, but he has the extra Mem. And Ve'idach, Rish Lakesh, Eretz, Mei Eretz, Le Mashmalei, he doesn't view the Mem as extra. Now we continue discussing inferior Bikurim. Tani Chada, we have one brass that says, Shebagag, Shebachurva, Shebaatz, Shebasfina, Mevi, Vikaire, the produce that grows on a roof, or in a ruined building, or in a flower pot, or in a boat, not only could person bring that as Bikurim, but also read the Psukim of Bikurim, which means it's considered 100% Bikurim, or Zatani Idach, another brass that says, Mevi, Ve'ena Kaire, he could bring these fruits as Bikurim, but he's not going to read the relevant Psukim, because it's not considered 100% Bikurim. So Bishlam Rish Lakesh, we could understand according to Rish Lakesh, that Gaga, Gagla, Kasha, there's no steer between these two brises regarding the members of roofs. Why is that Habagag de Ma'ara, Habagag de Bias? The Bryce that says that you're maybe Vikaire, so it's 100% Bikurim, that's referring to the roof of a cave. And so even though it's considered a roof because it's the roof of a cave, still, when you're at the top of the cave, that's just considered regular ground, and therefore you're going to be maybe Vikaire. Whereas the Bryce that says that you're going to bring from the roof, but you're not going to read the Psukim, that's talking about the roof of a house, so it's not considered 100% Bikurim. Also, Churva, Churva Lekasha, there's no steer, Churva and Churva, Kan Bechurva Vuda, Kan Bechurva Sheina Vuda. The first Bryce that says you're maybe Vikaire is referring to a worked churva, which means even though it's a ruined area, it still was worked through and plowed and weeded and cultivated, so it's considered good produce, and therefore he's going to be made vikare. Whereas the second prize is referring to a ruined churva that's not worked, it's not taken care of properly, that's why he's going to be mevi ve'enekare. Also, atzitza atzitz lekasha, there's no stira on two prizes, flower pot and flower pot, kam benakov, kam she'enenakov. The first prize that says mevi vikare is referring to an atzitz nakov, a perforated flower pot, which we know that when it has holes in it, it's like it's growing from the ground, and therefore it's 100% Bikurim. Whereas the second brass that says maybe ve'ene kare, as referring to a non-perforated flower pot, it does not have holes in it, and therefore it's not considered to be grown from the ground, and so he's going to be maybe but ve'ene kare. And lastly, Sfina Sfina Lekasha, these two brasses ship on ship is not a question, because Kama Sfina Shal Eitz, Kama Sfina Shal Cheres. The second brass that says he's going to be maybe ve'ene kare is talking about produce that grows on a wooden ship, and so that's not considered really to be grown from the ground. Whereas the first brass is talking about where the produce is grown on a earthenware ship, and when this is resting on the riverbed, even though it doesn't have any holes in it, it's still considered to be deriving nourishment from the ground, and therefore will be maybe vikare. This is all good according to Rish Lakesh. However, peyom alpha on top, el Rabbi Yechonon kasha. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's problematic. With his first price is to say that all this produce, you're still maybe vikare. So we see the bikurim could be brought from here. Our answer is tanoi. His actually machlokes tanoim. The tanya of a brisa shebegag shebechurva mei vikare shebeatzu shebesfina ena maybe kol ikur. You can't bring at all. So this brisa is support for Rabbi Yechonon. We have one more explanation in the Mishnah. We had said v'kulon einu bais el menamovcher v'chulu, that the oimer and shtei alechem have to come from the choicest places and the choicest grains. And then the Mishnah had mentioned this place called Afirim, which has very choice flour that comes from it. So the Gemara tells us Amri le Yechana u'Mamri le'Moshe. Yechana and Mamri told Moshe Rabbeinu, these were two sorcerers in Mitzrayim. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, Tavanat hamachas l'Afirim, you're bringing Tevin into Afirim. Why would you come and try to show us magic in Mitzrayim, we're the greatest magicians and wizards and sorcerers in the entire world. What do you gain by coming and bringing your magic here, the same way that you wouldn't gain by bringing your grain to Afraim when they have the best grain there? So Amalhu Moshe Rabbeinu respond to them, Amri Inchi, people say that Lamasa Yarka, Yarka Shekoil, in a place that has vegetables, you should weigh your vegetables there. In other words, if it's a place where there's a lot of vegetables, such as a marketplace, that's actually where you're going to want to bring your vegetables, because that's when everyone gathers for their produce, so that's actually the best place to bring your produce. Therefore, I dafka bring my Isis and Mifsim to Mitzrayim. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.